Welcome to The Right You, where we teach you a little Texas law and provide hints for navigating the Texas legal system in the process, all sponsored by The Right Firm. So get ready to start your legal education.
This is Patrick Wright, here again with another episode of The Right You, and I think this is actually episode number 9. In our series where we try to keep you informed about Texas law, Texas legal process, and help you out as you wind your way through the Texas legal system. And today in this episode, I thought we'd talk a little bit about a program that we offer at the Right Firm called the No Frills Divorce. And in that regard, and it's just a little setup. You know, sometimes people call the firm and they ask us whether or not they can represent themselves, and there's no requirement that you have a lawyer when you're going through the Texas legal system, and you can represent yourself. Sometimes we don't advise that just because of the complexities that are involved in the divorce process. So I thought it would be interesting to bring in a guest for this episode, and her name is Holly Davenport, and she is an associate with the Right Firm, and she is a lawyer in our firm that's primarily responsible for administering our what we call our No Frills Texas divorce process. How are you doing, Holly?
I'm doing well.
And Holly, just so people out there can get to know you a little bit better, how long have you been licensed?
I have been licensed since November of 08, so coming on 2 years.
And how long have you been with the firm?
I have actually been with the firm longer than that. I started in September of 08.
And your primary area of practice is family law?
My practice is 100% family law right now.
And in your practice with the firm, if you would kind of let the listener know what our No Frills program sort of is about and what the impetus was for creating that.
Well, the impetus really for creating the program was, as everyone is aware, our country is going through some hard economic times, and a lot of people need professional legal assistance but just can't afford to put a lawyer on retainer. So we created the No Frills program, which is comprised of a couple of different kinds of flat rate packages for divorces that are uncontested.
All right. And, you know, I think that, and I was looking, there was a judicial council in California. There was a task force of self-representing litigants, and they actually found that an astounding 67% of family law cases initially involved people representing themselves, which is sort of amazing. They said in the larger cities that the number actually increased to 72% of the individuals who were going through a divorce. And the weird thing was is that, and the even more interesting number was, is that in California at the end of their cases, about 80% of the people who were divorcing were representing themselves. Isn't that kind of amazing, Holly?
That is amazing.
So basically a significant number of people who started their cases with a lawyer, you know, then went on to represent themselves, probably, and my guess is, as a result of cost. Wouldn't you say so?
I think that's a very plausible explanation.
Yeah, you know, I think probably one of the things that we would like to stress, too, is, you know, if you can afford a lawyer, then we're not saying that you know, representing yourself is by any stretch of the imagination is a substitute for getting a true competent family law attorney. Wouldn't you agree with me with that?
I completely agree with that.
And you know, one of the reasons why ethically is and legally is if you stand up there in court and there's a lawyer on the other side, that that you're held to the exact same standard as someone who has gone through all that specialized training and has all those skills. Isn't that right?
That's true, Patrick.
And so, you know, one of the things that when we were thinking about this process, so one of, you know, my caveats I normally try to say to individuals is that if you have a case where you have a lawyer on the other side, it's our suggestion that if all possible, you get a lawyer.
Yes.
You agree with me on that?
And so we sort of,
you know, looked at the system and saw that there were a lot of commercially available products out there. I mean, you can find a lot of programs on the web where people will draft documents for you, but some of them really aren't Texas specific. And so one of the things that we were looking at was maybe for those cases where they were uncontested, that and there weren't lawyers involved and people didn't want to spend all the costs for getting lawyers, then they could, you know, have a program where they could have a lawyer review the documents and it wasn't just some, you know, blind computer-generated document. And, you know, in Texas, if you look at some of the numbers on that, and I think that the latest current numbers that I was able to find was the 1994 statistics that said there were about 99,000 divorces in Texas. So if you figure out that in that year, if there were that many divorces in 94, then, and if you use the California statistics, which, you know, would seem to bear out, there's probably about, you know, somewhere in the approximate amount of about 66,000 people, if we use 94 numbers, who are representing themselves as they're winding their way through the legal system. But Holly, tell us a little bit about how, if you, maybe you don't have a contested case and maybe there, you know, there's not kids involved and you want someone just to draft the documents, you know, how does that work?
Well, how we would start the process is first, whenever they initially contact the office, whoever they speak to, we'll talk to them about the nature of their case, like you said, whether it's contested or not, the property issues and the child issues involved. And if we think that the No Frills program would be a good fit for them, we can go over their different options with them as far as whether, I guess the best way to put it is how much attorney involvement they want in their case.
So they could have, you know, they could have a lot of attorney involvement. And really, I think that probably maybe a better way to explain it to the listener is there's sort of levels. Isn't that right?
Yes, there's definitely levels.
And then is it true that in the No Frills program that there is just a drafting only level?
Yes, that's sort of the base. I jokingly refer to it as the do-it-yourself kit. You get documents, all of your pleadings, your petition, your divorce decree, a waiver of service for the opposing party to sign so they don't have to get served with papers by the constable or the process server. All of those documents would be professionally drafted by a licensed Texas attorney who's, you know, familiar with Texas family law. So not only that, but someone who's also familiar with the local rules of the counties that we practice in, because that's another trap for the unwary, some of those local rules or our local standing orders.
Now, the fee for something like that, for just drafting documents, mm-hmm. I mean, what does that package normally include, just approximately?
Well, there's two different versions. If there's children involved in the case, that requires additional documentation, so that package is $750. That's not including the filing fees. Or if it's a property-only case, it's a flat fee of $500, again, not including the filing fees.
Okay, and then, you know, the filing fee, can you give people out there sort of a range of what they can expect? And every county may be a little bit different, but what's the approximate amount for filing?
Usually it's between about $225 and $300.
Okay, and that also, is there an instruction sheet or something that comes with that? It tells people what steps they need to take?
Absolutely. In addition to drafting your documents for you, we also give you instructions on how to file the case written in human understandable English, not in lawyer words.
You're not saying that lawyers don't speak in human understandable terms, are you?
Only if we're forced to.
Only if we're forced to. Okay. All right. And once they get those documents, let's say that they get that and they get the information and you do it for that fee and then maybe they have a question or two. Have you had people? Because how long have we been doing this program now?
Over a year now.
So we've been doing an administering program for over a year. And so, you know, have you had people call you up afterwards with many questions, or most of the time once you draft the documents, give them the sheet, they pretty much follow through with it?
I have gotten a few just clarification questions, and that's actually helped me to refine the information that I get to people now. So I've been getting less lately, but, you know, the clients, if they have just a little short question, they can email me, and I'm available to email them back and kind of help them with some of those additional questions.
And their listeners probably out there saying, well, you know, if I have one question and I get my documents and I have a quick follow-up question, are they going to charge me for that? And what's the position in the plan on that?
We do not charge for that. Now, if you're asking us to make additional revisions or changes to your document, some of those may be available. Usually we do the first set of revisions as part of the package, and then additional revisions or changes after that, unless it's like a little typo or something, then we would charge for for extra revisions, but for a follow-up question, we're not going to bill you extra.
Now let me ask you this. Now, okay, so and this would be in this the program that we're talking about. This is not us going to court with them, right?
Right.
Okay. This is
them. The client would file themselves. They would pay their filing fees directly to the court. They also go to court for their final hearing themselves. We do provide them again with instructions in plain English of what to do at that final hearing, and we give them more or less a script of what testimony to say to the judge.
Now, I have to admit, I've never really met anybody, including a lot of lawyers, who don't want to go to court. So, as far as that, let's say that the person says, I want them to draft the documents, but I really would like them to go to court with me because I don't want to get up there and talk to the judge. Do we offer that as well?
We absolutely do. That would be the next level up. We call them attorney representation packages because obviously the attorney is actually representing you. We file for you in that case. The client prepays the filing fee to our firm, so they get their documents professionally drafted. We file for them. We go to court with them for their final hearing.
Okay, and then what a typically a fee for that? What does that run approximately? And then I'm assuming this doesn't include the filing fee.
Right. Not including the filing fee. If it's a property only case, the fee is $1,500. In a case involving child custody issues as well, it would be $2,000.
Now, and when we're talking about this, we're talking about that an agreement has been reached, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're not talking about cases where people are fighting, right?
That's right. This is only for uncontested cases where any child custody, child support issues, as well as property and debt division are agreed to in advance.
All right. And so let's say that someone comes into the firm and they say, and this happens, let's say that they say that, my spouse and I have worked everything out, I'm pretty happy because, I'm getting a rate, an amount of money that I, know what it is. And if you're out there and you're listening and you're calling around to talk to lawyers and you ask them, how much is my case going to be, most people will give you ranges. A lot of people that I know won't give you an amount at all. They'll say it sort of depends on what happens with the case. And, that's not unreasonable in these cases because sometimes you really can't predict what's going to happen or what the other person's going to do. There's a lot of human nature involved. But let's say that someone comes in and they think that they got everything resolved and then something changes. What happens then under the program with the individual if they think that it's been worked out and it falls apart?
Well, if that were to happen what we would do, our firm is still able to represent them, but they no longer would be qualifying for those no-frills flat rate packages. We would need to do a new fee agreement with that client and have them pay a retainer and then take it forward as a traditional, if you can call it that, divorce.
And so what happens basically is the client's given the option.
Yes.
At that point in time.
The client is given the option if they want to discontinue with the firm or if they want to more or less rehire us to go forward with it as a contested case.
Now, and in just fairness, because the client's probably going to say, okay, well, what happens to that money then that I've paid? That money is already exhausted because it's been used to draft those documents. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And then basically, but because the case has already been filed and because we already have the pleadings, the documents that start the case on file, and hopefully there the person's been given notice in some form or fashion, that really would just be taking it from that point forward, right? So
right.
The person's not really losing money for what they've already paid for us to do. Is that right?
That's right. We'll still be using the same pleadings that we had, so we're not going to redo the same work that we've already done and end up double charging for that.
So we're just going to take it from where it left off,
we're
right?
We're going to take it from where it left off.
And many times, and since you do this, that the final document in any divorce case is the final decree that's needed to, which is essentially the order that the judge signs. So that's going to be needed regardless, right?
Yes.
So if we have drafted a decree for them, it's probably that they're really not going to lose that much as far as time because we've already prepared that document, and hopefully many, or if not most of that document, we could use on final. It depends on what the terms are that are contested or that need to be worked out, right?
That's right. We won't have to recreate the wheel with the final decree. We can usually take what's already been drafted and just make the any appropriate adjustments.
And is there any other issues that you think that you've seen from the people that you've talked to about this program that maybe the person who's listening to this would need to know?
Well, the main thing I'd like to tell people is I know that there are free forms available on the internet. I know there are other companies that just sort of give you a document and tell you to fill in boxes. But we've actually gotten lots of clients that have tried to use that themselves and been unsuccessful and then come to us because they really want a human being that they can talk to about their documents, about what am I actually doing? Can someone please give me some actual instructions on this? So it may be hard to take from a lawyer because you think we're trying to hustle business for ourselves, but we really do always advise that you have your legal documents drafted by an attorney.
All right. Okay, well, hey, everybody. You know, I thank you again for listening to us on this episode of The Right You. And again, as normal, I thank Holly for being with us. Thank you, Holly. And if you guys have any questions or any other additional information you like regarding this program, please feel free to give us a call at the firm. It's therightlawyers.com. And I thank you again for joining us in this episode and hope you'll join us for future episodes.
Thanks for listening to us on The Right You. If you'd like to reach us, you may call us at 972-353-4600 or check us out on the web, therightlawyers.com.